Hi, I'm Alyssa, and not only am I a full-time audiobook narrator, voice talent, and mom, but I'm a certified life coach too. I've always noticed a huge gap in our industry. You know, there are wonderful performance coaches, there are incredibly insightful and brilliant business coaches, but my belief is that when you step inside your recording space, it is 99% mental. So I cover that hot mess, and hopefully we can help each other along the way. This is the VO Mindset Podcast. Hey, and welcome to another episode of the VO Mindset. So today we're going to talk about kind of a juicy topic, burning bridges. Oh. So according to the Oxford Dictionary, it means to do something which makes it impossible to return to an earlier state, or to use a more modern term, to cancel oneself. And hoochie mama, oh boy, we had a situation this week that was like the perfect example of burning bridges. Now, for anyone interested in narration or the voiceover industry, one of my first recommendations is to get in any relevant Facebook groups or to follow well-known people in the industry to see what they talk about. You know, what problems do they run into, different productivity hacks they've discovered, stuff like that. Just don't get in there and start asking kind of newbie basic questions. Just sit back and observe, watch YouTube how-to videos. There are plenty of those. Listen to podcasts. Just educate yourself. And of course, the easiest path to voiceover success is to get a coach. I know I said that loud, but I'm going to repeat myself anyway. Get a coach. At first glance, it can be pricey, right? But when you're dealing with the expertise that they have and all the invaluable information they're going to give you, it is worth the price of admission. Because in the long run, you're going to cut the learning curve. You're going to cut down on time and frustration when you do nothing but spin in circles or continue to do it the wrong way. And by the wrong way, I just mean that there are certain best practices in the industry you should know about when it comes to working for production companies and reaching out to casting directors. Doing those things too soon, before you're ready, can just have devastating consequences. So that brings me to the topic at hand. Now, I won't go into too many details, and I'm going to leave names out of it, but that's exactly what happened this week in a social media group. So someone with a handful of credits to their name started calling out a casting director by name, saying that they were treating them unfairly, they were abusive and extremely unprofessional in their communication, or according to this person, their lack thereof. So I, along with many of my other colleagues, are all very much aware of this company and know that they are in fact very reputable and they're in good standing with people. But given that this was this person's first interaction with a well-known publisher, they took a lot of things personally. Again, I won't go into specifics, but I will say this. Once you become an actor or any facet of this industry, and I will include on-camera work in that as well, the hand-holding tends to stop. From the time you audition to the point of uploading the final audio or video, you should never expect warm cuddlies or instant feedback or any kind of communication. Know that when you're dealing with a company at that level, you are not their only project. In fact, they could quite literally have hundreds of productions going on at the same time, and their inbox is just overflowing with contracts, scheduling, acquisitions, invoices, any number of things that they usually have to deal with on a daily basis. They don't have time for special requests or to answer questions you should already know. And yes, I get the whole, I don't know what I don't know thing, but that's when you can take questions to an experienced coach. Or, here's the thing, companies like that usually provide a PDF that goes over any technical info, like how to name your files, in what format they should be in. They also include uploading instructions to the FTP site, and some information Relevant information will also be in the contract you sign. As boring as these things may be, read them all when you're starting out so that you can avoid these kind of conflicts, please. And like this particular person did, do not go on social media and put that company on blast because you didn't follow instructions. Because I gotta say, this industry can be very small, and we all talk. One of the best things about the narrator community in particular is that we typically have each other's backs. We recommend each other for jobs. We help when someone's in need. It's a beautiful community. So when you put in the work, when you demonstrate that you're actively participating in this community in a healthy and supportive way, you'll be embraced in a way that you never could in, like, say, corporate America, right? Now, I do want to add this with all the love and empathy in my heart. I understand that this person needed to publicly complain. I felt they needed that because when you're not used to the typical acting world, it can seem very harsh. Have you ever been to an on-camera cattle call? So if you're not cast in something, you typically don't get a letter or an email saying, thank you for your audition, but we went another direction, right? Sometimes, rarely you do, but that is the exception, definitely not the rule. You don't get that kind of thing. You just don't hear back. That's how it works. And you're going to get a lot of that because it can be a numbers game. And there are so many factors involved. You don't have the right sound. Maybe they already had someone in mind. Maybe you came close, but there was someone with a little more experience. Maybe you just weren't ready yet. And it's hard to deal with that rejection. It can be hard when you have a sensitive heart to get passed up over and over and over and over and over. But a successful actor will just keep plugging away. Even A-list actors in the voiceover and narrator community and on-camera community, they don't get every role they audition for. It's just a fact. So, you know, at the end of the day, I still take a lot of things personally, but, you know, you just have to center yourself. You know, I coach myself through a lot, maybe talk to a friend if it's bothering me, but you just never want to publicly air your grievances. Other casting directors or publishers can and will catch wind of it, and you will find yourself cut off from opportunities because you lashed out publicly. Now, you may have a good reason for feeling this way. I'm absolutely not discounting your feelings and emotions. They are absolutely valid and real for you. But when you react from a place of anger, it's usually not the best look, right? You know how it is. But the best course of action is to just sit with your emotions, calm your nervous system in a way that feels good for you, whether it's going for a walk, taking a bath, meditating, talk to your life coach, hi, or dancing your heart out and see how you feel after that. If you're still bothered by it and truly feel that you were unfairly mistreated, I want you to first seek out a pro in the industry and ask them personally, not publicly, on any kind of group, see what they say. If it's determined that this was an unjust situation, you have every right to email the publisher or production house and share your thoughts. Even better, if you're in the union, that's why they exist, contact your union person for whatever industry it is, right? So also, here's this. You might have approached this publicly from a very altruistic place. Like, I need to warn others not to work with these people because they're just awful, and I'm helping my fellow narrator. So that's cool, but other actors may have already worked for this production company or publisher and had a completely different experience. The world of acting is just a crazy, crazy place, and it can feel like a roller coaster. I feel you on that. And that's why you just gotta keep your mind right, and that's why I'm here. So, have a beautiful day, take a moment to breathe, and happy voicing. Thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast. Don't forget to comment and subscribe. I would so appreciate that. And if you want to get in touch directly, if you want to coach with me, or if you have any questions, whatever, you can email me at melissacoaches1@gmail.com. That's melissacoaches1@gmail.com. Happy voicing!